All right, you guys. Here's your breakfast.
Yes, sir. There you be, Ed.
And when you're through eating, just rattle the door of your cell, and I'll come back and get the dishes.
Yes, sir.
Say, mister, can I have some more sugar in this coffee?
No, you can't.
Yeah, but consigned, I like my coffee sweet. I can't drink it this way.
You'll drink it that way, and you'll like it.
Oh, is that so? Fine way to run a jail. They'll never make a success of it, treating people like that, Zeb.
Yeah. You know, somehow I ain't got much appetite for breakfast.
Yeah, me neither. But if you ain't going to eat them beans, let me have it.
Hey, hold on there. Just let them beans alone.
Yeah, shucks. You don't need to be so dad-darn persnickety about it.
Yeah, I got a right to be persnickety. If it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't be in jail.
Well, what did I do?
What did you do? You know darn well what you did. You took part in a prize fight. And that's against the law.
Yeah, but I told you it weren't no regular fight. I just went there to make Bigger take back what he said about me. And when I went up to where he was standing, that feller Nelson knocked me down. So I got up and smacked him.
Yes, and that's just where you made a big mistake. You should have heaped coals of fire on his head.
How's that?
I said you should have heaped coals of fire in his head.
I didn't have none, but I stuck my finger in his eye.
Yes, I saw that, too. Well, I don't know what's going to happen to us, Ed.
That's it. Just what is going to happen is what's worrying me.
Might keep us in here for...
Well,
for
no,
goodness. Oh, come back. Maybe he's got the sugar in him.
Somebody's coming.
You can stay 5 minutes.
Say, it's Professor Thistleway, Jim.
Professor. Good heavens. What are you doing here in jail?
Just having breakfast.
I mean, how did you come to be put in jail?
Well, we didn't come to be put in jail, Professor. They brought us here.
I know. But what have they charged you with?
Not a dad darn thing. It's all free.
Yes, but the meals ain't so good.
No, but I...
Yeah, and if they don't get better, we're going to move to another jail.
No. I mean, what is the complaint?
They don't put enough sugar in the coffee.
Oh, you still don't understand what I'm asking. Mr. Winterbottom, why are you here? What have you done?
Danged if I know, Professor. I didn't do nothing, I swear to goodness. They just brought me here, though.
Oh, but you must have violated some law, broken some statute.
No, sir, not me.
Mrs. Pinkley's got one with the arms broke, but Zeb didn't do it.
No.
I said statute. Statute. What Mrs. Pinkley has is a statue.
How's that?
That you?
No, it ain't me. It's some woman.
Yes, you see, Professor, it's a woman with...
Yes, I know. That's a replica of Venus de Milo in Place de Paris. Now, but what I want
to
know...
Well, I suppose you can't blame her. You know, most people do.
Do? Do what?
And get plastered in Paris.
Oh, what do you say about Miss Pinkley, Zeb?
Said she was a hard drinker.
No. I said no such thing. I said that was the material of which the replica was made. It's a Place de Paris. Her head and...
You're still talking about Miss Pinkley, Professor?
Yes. Or rather...
Yes, she says she's got a head made out of plaster of Paris.
Oh, but I didn't. I didn't.
Well, what's that? Why, you certainly did.
I heard it myself.
You said she had a plaster of Paris head. Now,
yeah, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself for talking about your neighbors like that.
Oh, but I
yes,
didn't.
That's what I say, too. Well, what if Mrs. Pinkley is a mite dumb? You don't have to go around saying...
Now, just a moment. I didn't say that she had a plaster of Paris head. I said she had a Place de Paris replica.
Huh? What?
Well, by the John Brown.
That'll do. Now, fetch this away. We don't want to listen any more of your dad burn scandal.
No, sorry. If you can't come in here and talk like a gentleman, I'm going to knock our neighbors.
Here. Just a moment, now. I'm talking about a statue. A statue?
Yes, I heard you say that before. You accused me of busting one.
But I didn't. As I tried to explain, you thought I said statue when I said statute. Statute, it's toot, toot.
How's that?
Statue, toot, toot.
Yeah, well, toot, toot right back at you.
Oh, I
say. Hey, Professor, just what did they put you in jail for anyway?
Shucks. Spreading scandal, more than likely.
No, they didn't put me in here. I'm here to see if I can help you.
What? You mean help us get out?
Why, of course, precisely. But before I can do so, I must know what you're in for.
What was that again, Professor?
What are you in for?
Well, the fellow said we'd probably be in for 30 days.
No. I mean what brought you here?
Why, the deputy sheriff.
But you still don't grasp it. Mr. Peters, perhaps you can answer my question. You and Mr. Winterbottom are in jail.
Yes.
And you can't get out.
Yes.
Very well. Now, why?
Because the door is locked.
Oh, I give up.
Yes, you might as well, Professor. They'll get you sooner or later anyhow.
Now, see here.
They got me in there, you know.
See here. They've given me only 5 minutes to talk to you, and my time is almost up. Now, you've got to answer my question. Why was Mr. Peters arrested?
Why, for prize fighting.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. And why were you arrested, Mr. Winterbottom?
Well, gained to find no professor.
Well, then tell me this. What were you doing when the sheriff arrived and brought you here?
Well, you see, it was like this. I heard ahead of time that Ed was going to be arrested for prize fighting.
Yeah, but it weren't no regular fight.
Now, just a moment. Just a moment, Mr. Peters. Go on, Mr. Winterbottom.
So I figured to get him out of town by nailing him up in a box and taking the box down to the depot. Well, just about that time, Mr. Bigger and this fellow Nelson come in and give me $2,500 to get them out of town, too.
Oh, and did you take the money?
Why, yes, I did.
Oh, that's very unfortunate. Oh, that is extremely unfortunate.
Pretty bad, huh?
Yes, it's very bad. Do you know what you're probably charged with, Mr. Winterbottom? You'll probably be charged with accepting a bribe and with thwarting the sheriff.
Well, what was that last, Professor?
Thwarting the sheriff.
We got some stuff over at the store that'll take that off.
Hmm? Take what off?
That order on the sheriff.
Oh, not what. Not what. Thwart. Thwart. That means to interfere with. Now, please, go on, Mr. Winterbottom. What happened after you accepted the money?
Well, just about the time the deputy sheriff came in and arrested all four of us, brought the whole pack of us right down here to the jail.
Yes, but do you know that Bigger and Nelson are out of jail?
They are.
How'd they get out?
Someone must have put up a bond on Bigger's bail.
Gone to what?
Bond and bail.
Oh, dead bone and luck, kind of shine it anyway. I wanted to see that myself.
Hmm? See what?
Barnum and Bailey.
Oh, why, is Barnum and Bailey in town again?
Yes, and they let Bigger Nelson out to go to it.
No, it. Now, what I say is someone must have put up bail for them. Put up a sum of money to ensure the fact that they would appear for trial. Now, look here. Have you any influential friends who might come to your aid, help you?
Well, let's see now.
Think of someone there.
Well, wait a minute. Oh, say, there's Judge Elliott.
Yes, but the trouble is, he's in the city now.
Well, that's part of it's quite all right. If you really think he can help you, I'll gladly take a plane, fly to town, and I'll put the whole matter before him.
Well, I figured he'd help us all right if he knew we was in jail.
Yeah, he puts fellas in jail. He certainly ought to be able to get him out.
All right, time's up, buddy.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. I'm leaving at once. Well, I'll fly to the city this afternoon and see Judge Ellis and be back by evening.
Well, that's mighty fine, you Professor Thistleway.
Yes, and damn right. That's fine of you.
Well, goodbye. Goodbye, and don't worry now. I'm sure that the judge will be able to help you.
All right. So long.